Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly health news podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. According to the recent issue of the American Journal of Medical Sciences, low vitamin D levels is a common problem affecting many health conditions, including high blood pressure, heart failure, and ischemic heart disease. As we've reported many times in the health news, finding out what your vitamin D levels are is critically important. And you should ask your doctor to test your vitamin D3 levels by performing a test called 25-hydroxyvitamin D3. According to this study, with a vitamin D imbalance, there is an activation of certain hormones, which leads to inflammation and wasting of soft tissues and bone. The study discussed approaches to recognizing nutritional imbalances and suggests that a polynutrient supplement including calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, and vitamins D, B12, and B1 could potentially play a role in heart failure management. Of course, those that are familiar with metabolic typing know that polynutrient supplements may not be appropriate, and individual assessments are always necessary. The main risk factors for low vitamin D levels include older age, being female, living in lower latitudes, winter season, darker skin pigmentation, less sunlight exposure, dietary habits, and the absence of vitamin D fortification in common foods. And if ladies' night out is on your list of priorities, you may just want to pay attention to this next story. Interestingly, a new study shows that when women go out on the town in large groups with only other women, they tend to eat a lot more calories. The study compared how women ate when they were in small groups of just women versus large groups, and how women ate when out on a date. They then compared the results to how men reacted in the same circumstances, large group versus small group, and how much they consumed while on a date. Overall, men tend to eat more calories than women, but when they go out with their friends, they do not change their eating habits, nor do they when on a date. Women, on the other hand, ate many more calories when out with large groups of women, and the bigger the group, the more they ate. And when I come back, we'll take a look at why willpower often fails and what effect stress has on your belly fat.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
According to a new study in the journal Psychological Science, if you rely strictly on your willpower to stay away from your addictions, you are bound to fail. Rather than rely on self-control, the researchers found that the only way to avoid temptation is to stay away from those things that tempt you. Interestingly, those that thought they had the strongest willpower were the first to fail, while those that perceived themselves to have low self-control did much better. According to the study, we expose ourselves to more temptation than is wise, and subsequently, we have millions of people suffering with obesity, addictions, and other unhealthy lifestyles. And lastly, researchers have found that there is a direct correlation between increased stress levels, increased belly fat, and increased clogged arteries. The result being that it is not so much how fat you are, but where the fat is located. With increased stress, there is an increase in the hormone cortisol, and it is the cortisol that causes fat to accumulate in the belly. Statistically, women are less likely to suffer heart disease because they are female. However, women, under a great deal of stress, lose the edge of being female and are as susceptible to heart disease as men. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. The most common blood type in the world is type O. Blood banks find it valuable as it can be given to those with both type A and B blood. The rarest blood type, AH or Bombay blood, due to the location of its discovery, has been found in less than 100 people since it was discovered. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell.
The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.